Hi, this is Kimberly Rogers. Thank you for joining me to listen to this short introduction to the three-part teaching on Esau called The Esau Effect. This teaching is brought to you by themessianicmessage.com. Have you been wondering how America has so suddenly been flipped upside down? How did we get communism in the White House? How is Islam so suddenly rising to prominence in America? Do you feel overwhelmed by it all? Does everything seem to be coming at you like an explosion? And do you ask yourself how the changes in America will affect the entire world? These are important questions because Islam is not prophesied by name in the Bible. It is only inferred because the countries listed as those that will war against Israel in the end are now Islamic. And it's inferred because the beast countries, Syria, Iraq, and Iran, are also Islamic. Most Muslims claim ancestral descent from Ishmael. And Genesis 16:12 says, "And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren." In other words, everyone will know about him. Well, today, Islam is visible in the world, but Islam is the weapon that is being used by an enemy that few give a second thought to. Who is that enemy? It is Esau. It is Esau who is directly prophesied in the beginning to gain dominion over Jacob at the end, not Ishmael. And it is Esau that is prophesied to be completely destroyed in the end, not Ishmael. Ishmael, the son of Abraham, stops being mentioned in Scripture after Esau marries into the family. So it isn't Ishmael that we have to worry about. It is Esau. It is Esau that is wielding several weapons over the globe right now. One of these weapons is Islam, but there are others. The problem is few know about Esau, his character, his track record, or his whereabouts today. Listen to these teachings to find out what the weapons are that Esau is using. Find out why it is the entire world that is falling in line with the Edomites now. Trace Esau through the Bible and throughout history, right down to today. Discover where his descendants are now and find out who they are and what they are doing. Remember, the enemy that you don't see is the most deadly enemy you have. It is time to expose Esau and his diabolical plans for God's earth. Obadiah 1:6 says, "How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up?" I hope you will listen to this in-depth teaching brought to you in three parts. Your eyes will be opened to see that the world is looking at the shadows, trying to make out what is going on. But your own Bible reveals all and sheds a bright light onto this end-time arena now. Shalom.